intended to expose the lies that military recruiters tell young people and examine ways to get recruiters out of schools and alternatives to military science. Okay, DeGreaser, why don't you take over? You have an interviewer on the line here.
We sure do. Now let's switch spots here, and then I'll be able to back up and start this recording machine. Let's see. There's a certain process that we have to go through here to get an interview done. All right. So now you're listening to Indie Bay Radio here in San Francisco, and to the south of San Francisco, everybody can look up there and see the great big San Bruno Mountain. And San Bruno Mountain is guarded by the spirits of San Bruno Mountain Watch. And on the phone with us is David Schooley. David, how are you? And tell us what San Bruno Mountain Watch is up to lately.
Okay, well, it's nice to hear you guys doing what you're doing. I just came down today from working on some trail work and stuff on the mountain, and the fog started coming roaring on in as I came down from the Owl Canyon. It's very beautiful at this quiet time of the year. But the rain's about to begin, and all kinds of stuff will be blossoming in all directions very soon.
Yeah, the last time I helped out down there, we were pulling thistles, endless crop of thistles up on the hill.
The Italian thistles, they began maybe 10 years ago. They weren't around, and they just really spread all over.
Yeah, even though they're nice looking, these invasive species they're a real problem. A lot of very strange plants that are growing around there. Pampas grass, I haven't kept up on how the eradication of pampas grass on San Bruno Mountain is going, but it's got to be a struggle. I was over near in Golden Gate Park, right out in front of the jewel box there, the two massive pampas grass plants. They must be 20 feet in diameter, if not 50 feet, and apparently Park and Rec loves them because they're not cutting them out.
It's a critical thing, you know, throughout the state of California. I've watched it grow dangerously over the years. San Bruno Mountain mainly had French broom as a negative thing 30-some years ago. But many things have advanced and jumped over from all over the planet, I guess. And really frightening things are unraveling some of the fine things on the mountain. Of course, since it's close enough to the ocean that the fog and the wind come from the ocean without seed or minimal seeds that are non-native. So San Bruno's pretty good, but still around the roads and construction and bulldozing and building, which are more worse than seeds for sure at this point. And the most frightening thing are building on the mountain right now.
So what's on, I think you mentioned there's a quarry that's a problem. Of course, down near the bay end of the Brisbane, you've got, that whole flatland used to be a railroad, and there's it was a railroad yard, and then the pond that's kind of right where the mountain ends and touches into the bay. That pond that's always full of ducks is, as I understand it, that's about as toxic as you can get.
Yeah, there's dangerous stuff down there on all sides, for sure.
Yeah, it looks beautiful, but those ducks are, as soon as they touch in there, they're asking for trouble. They're like doomed, right?
Yeah, it's just very worrisome and dangerous. It's been, San Bruno Mountain had some big battles at about 1999, and the last 5 years have been somewhat quiet, but now, like, all the powers on all sides are just ready to jump, and there are fight after fight ahead, and the ducks and all rare species are really going to be in danger in the coming year and the several years.
Well, it's let's see. So there's the quarry is at the other end. Is that down near Pacifica, or where's the quarry?
Okay, there are sort of two quarries, and we can start with the one in Colma. It's called Amlock, and it's actually the dump. It was a quarry area, but then it became a big dump area above the cemeteries in Colma. And it's huge. It's right at the base of the mountain, and it began many, many years ago. In fact, it's first sort of a move that was frightening is that, remember, you know what the Habitat Conservation Plan is, the HCP?
Okay. I not offhand, I don't know anything about this Colma one, so I know generally what a Habitat Conservation Plan is, if that's what you mean.
Yeah, well, that's the big game that happened on San Bruno Mountain, and it now affects the whole rest of the United States, where rare and endangered species in private property. And what do we do? You know, we thought the most important thing would be purchase the land and protect it, but a big move in 1982 or 1983, a set of things began to happen in Washington, D.C. about San Bruno Mountain, and that was that rare species in private property, what you can do is you can destroy them if you're going to attempt to recreate that habitat elsewhere. And that's for the Mission Blue on San Bruno Mountain. It's a game which began here and has gone everywhere. But this Amlock quarry, the place, the dump in Colma, is the first place that made a big move about the Habitat Conservation Plan, this HCP, and that is that it had some parts of San Bruno Mountain right by the dump, and the dump people bulldozed it, and our group saw it, and we called the county of San Mateo and said, hey, they're destroying native wild habitat. And there was silence for about a year, and the county went ahead and sold that portion that had been bulldozed to the dump people.
Do you think it was almost an inside job that they made some deal that if they destroyed this, this was the it's a blue butterfly, right? And so by destroying this area, they essentially ruined it, and so then they just went ahead and sold it.
They bought the land from the park, and then they were allowed to fill it with garbage, cover it over, and then they were going to recreate native habitat on top of the dump. And this seemed absurd to all of us, but that's what happened. Anyway, the move now for the Amlock is quarry backwards of Colma.
Okay.
Colma.
All right.
Okay. And we noticed that because of the enormous amounts of water and activity that goes from the mountain down to the garbage dump and the quarry fill of stuff, eventually goes down to Colma Creek. And we thought that this needed to be more carefully studied and watched and all that. And the Amlock people said, there's no problem, we're fine, we're doing it quite well. And we said, wait a minute, and we made some very careful checks, the whole thing, and it does need to be repaired and helped, but they've gone to halt us, they're fighting us. This is our current legal fight about what to happen to that area, where the water comes down from the mountain, goes through the dump, and then out to Colma Creek, and through the city of Colma, and into South City, and into the bay. And we are saying that this has to be much more carefully done. This is all in court. That's our one of the battles that is going on. And then you mentioned the other quarry, and that's from Brisbane. That's on the sort of northeast part of the mountain. It's one of the oldest quarries in the whole Bay Area. It was started in 1890. And it's been going on and on and on, chopping into two huge canyons, which has been used for everything from bay fill to God knows what. But the owner is now tired of it, and they are trying to sell it out to housing. And this would be another move for advancing Brisbane larger and larger, and this would be putting housing inside the quarry. And to me, this is a critical thing because the land, the wild land between the city, the current city of Colma, I mean, of Brisbane, goes along the northeast edge of the mountain all the way over to more or less San Francisco, where the Cow Palace is. And that huge area is wild and sort of protected in a quiet way. The quarry's right in the middle. And if they go ahead and put housing, that's, you know, cars, gas, electricity, water, non-native plants, chemicals, God knows what, and a certain feeling, it'll be right at the heart of this long length of wild habitat. And we think that that should not happen, that that area should be purchased and put aside, that it should be a botanical garden, an attempt to make it into a huge, beautiful direction that will not alter further danger to the mountain.
And this is something that's a large mass of land like this. It's not impossible to imagine that this could happen. Just needs a little bit of political will. We were just up on across the Golden Gate Bridge in the southern end of Marin a couple of weekends ago, and to imagine how many acres are wild to this day, it's really fantastic that it still could be done before this madness continues. And the real estate bubble, it's still high here in San Francisco, so real estate values could be you know, on the minds of the town fathers down there. But the possibility of getting that land for public domain, it's still quite possible.
Yeah, this is outrageous survival in the midst of you know, the many years of advance for San Mateo County and San Francisco. Here's this huge, beautiful wilderness. And to do any damage to it is the wrong direction. We should be working in the other way of returning open space. And this quarry could be healed far better than many others because, for example, some of the rare and endangered plants are already on that the benches of the quarry, and that could be advanced further. There's been one, for example, an Arctostaphylos. It's a rare plant on the mountain that burned in 1956 or so. But in Berkeley, in the botanical garden, they had a couple copies of those plants and had been planted. And they took it back above the quarry and replanted them. A return of something that disappeared from the mountain is returned. So that quarry is a real possibility. The people in Brisbane don't want to build. They don't want the city to advance. We're saying it's a rare and endangered town. And so if they go ahead and start building housing into the quarry, that's going to advance further for the town of Brisbane. And we're saying that it should go for a public vote. Do we want to build in that quarry or not? And I'm sure the people of Brisbane will say no thanks.
Well, now, before we go into the second quarry, you're with San Bruno Mountain Watch. Tell us the website, and if people want to get involved in any of these projects, San Bruno Mountain Watch, you still do have a website there?
Yeah, for sure. We've been San Bruno Mountain Watch and has been going for almost 40 years in incredible battle zones around the edges of the mountain. We've lost a lot, and we've won some. Is for the email.
Well, you've been online for so long that you don't even have to put in San Bruno. You just put in Mountain Watch. That's a pretty good website, right?
Right. The email thing is one word, San Bruno, then the circled A, and Mountain Watch, one word, .org, and then the web is www.mountainwatch, one word, .org.
So you actually, I mean, that's a really good website. Yeah, I mean, you could have Mount Everest or you know, there are a lot of mountains in the world, and for San Bruno to get it first, that's a fantastic feat. I guess it's indicative of having Silicon Valley within 40 miles or something.
Well, it's actually been said by scientific people that San Bruno Mountain is one of the critical places throughout the planet, because of the incredible survival of rare species right there in the midst of massive growth, which is the bay nowadays. And the real reason why this incredible survival remains right there is because the great city of San Francisco dumped its garbage from 1929 to 1960 right at the base of San Bruno Mountain. The Bayfill, that huge, big, flat area by 101, is San Francisco's garbage. The bodies, the money, to God knows what in there. It's what saved the mountain, because the stench floated right around the edge of Brisbane and the mountain, and people didn't spend their time up in there. They sort of turned away. It was like the negative toilet edge of the city of San Francisco. People stayed away, and that's what maintained a wild survival of those canyons that are still there. And now that the stench has gone down, you don't smell it anymore, you don't feel it around, and you don't know about it, and now everybody wants to build all over the mountain, and that's why the big battles are forming on all sides.
Well, if people realized that also in that flatlands it became the railroad yard,
right.
And during the Vietnam War, when they were putting together the shipments of Agent Orange to Vietnam, they would bring them through that railroad yard, and so it's my understanding there is a lot of dioxin. That's why that pond that's visible from both the highway and the railroad, that pond is so toxic because it is dioxin as well as a number of other ugly chemicals.
It's incredible stuff out there, yeah, right, on all those edges of San Bruno Mountain. And there's a big move now going. They want to build housing. It's going to be people want to make it a big shopping mall now. And this is, it's a big fight we're all facing, because that will be not only for the edge of San Bruno Mountain, it's for the edge of Hunter's Point, for big parts of San Francisco, and the city of Brisbane. This will be this massive explosion of the city of Brisbane with a shopping mall. And, you know, this is frightening for all of us. And the people in Brisbane don't want it. What are we going to do? What's the future going to be for all of us? There is a group going on now to do studies of the toxics in that whole area. And it's formed a small group in Brisbane who's supposed to do the best we can for the future. But it's dangerous, because the people who own the property now, they want to go ahead and build and build and build. So there's some effort can be done by this group called CAG or Community Advisory Group for Brisbane. But I think something much larger has to be done. And it's now 2000, and I think we've been making this massive direction to the destruction of the bay. Massive growth, building, undoing the raveling edges of the bay in every direction. It's time to turn that back in some sort of way. Here on San Bruno Mountain, we're thinking of preserving a quarry. Why can't we preserve the garbage dump in some sort of way? To make an effort to repair, to make a park out of that instead of a shopping mall, a huge addition to all of us, with roads right next to 101 and the old bay shore, and there's a creek that runs through, and we could start with a creek in there just to return and heal it the best we can, learn how to do it, and give it this effort. And we should have people from all over the bay to make that direction turn back.
You know, there's a second aspect that's probably also somewhat saved the mountain, and that was that the airport, there was always a fear that planes would crash into the top of the mountain, so that they really didn't want to put subdivisions up the hill. And as I understand it, that was a limiting factor in the subdivision growth as well. Is that still true, or?
For the mountain?
Yeah, wasn't it? It's my understanding that there have been a couple of near misses of airplanes coming close to crashing into the mountain as they either take off or
land. And there may someday have it take place, but still, you know, there's there's no chance really to be building on top of the mountain. But they put the towers up there, you know, the very top of San Bernardino Mountain is radio and dishes up there, and they're making those as large as they can. And in South City, they made a huge tower, which is almost that level of that part of the mountain. You know, so they're still building around, that's for sure.
Well, now tell us about the second quarry.
Well, that was the one in Colma, which was a dump.
And that was the one that they essentially damaged and then sold.
Yeah, so, and then the
other one is the existing one that's going to be closed down eventually, and they're trying to sell it before they're encouraged to give it over as commons.
Right. Oh, well, actually, there is a third, and maybe that's why you mentioned another one, and that is the city of Brisbane's acres, the upper and lower acres, and this is a huge, wild, beautiful area above Brisbane, but the acres go kind of back and around down to the Old Bay Shore, and there's a quarry right there, and there's a couple moves that are happening that will open the door to the acres, the Brisbane acres, for building. This is another fight. This is the next direction, because this would make a massive change for the small town of Brisbane, the endangered Brisbane. And one of the first moves is a condominium kind of thing right on the lower quarry on the Old Bay Shore. And actually, San Bruno Mountain Watch is in court with the city about that, because the city's going ahead. Had accepted it without a real proper study of that area. And we'll find out about that. But we want everything carefully checked and rechecked for any move of, construction or building or any use. And we felt that the city of Brisbane had not made that careful set of studies necessary for that area. But it's also the fact that that's the door, the opening for the acres to start building. And we want that to point out to everybody that the acres should be protected rather than built into. That Brisbane is a rare and endangered habitat itself and should be kept as a small town. And that is sort of like a beacon to the Bay Area. We've built enough. And our communities should also be protected as well as wild land. And the small town of Brisbane is a very special place. And if the acres go, if that door opens, Brisbane is no longer going to be Brisbane as it is.
All right. Well, that's not a pleasant thought. So we definitely, we need to have more people getting involved in the mountain. And, you know, it's a given that with the world as it is, there are a lot of hellish pressures on our minds. And the idea that, you can listen to George Bush talk and just go insane by his stupid mannerisms. It's easy to go down to San Bruno Mountain Watch, on a weekend. And go hiking up on that mountain and pull up some nice pampas grass or pull up some thistle or do some replanting of native plants up on the mountain and get active in a suntan plus doing some good for the proximity down there. If people wanted to volunteer, how would they get involved?
Okay, well, we have hikes every Saturday. And there are several hikes available, gentle ones, and right at the beginning, lower portions of the canyons. And then there are slightly harder ones, which goes up to the upper ridges into the wilder areas. And in both of these, you go right back to 300 years ago in San Francisco. You come back to the native habitat and all its wildlife right there. And those, we usually have 3 to 4 hour hikes. And that can be set up also for schools, for anything during the week, and all levels, you know, gentle or the really wild ones. And then there's Sunday restoration. And so, and that has a couple levels too, for the more easy ones for kids, and then the wilder areas in the battle zones that are a bit harder. But you can either, well, the best way is probably to give us a call, which is 415-467-6631.
Okay. What was it? 467-6631.
Right.
And, yeah, so now, let's see. Tell me again, okay, so we had the flatlands down there near Brisbane, the three quarries. There's the mountain top. Tell us, let's see, what's going on down near, behind the Cow Palace and up through to the ocean from there. We haven't really talked about that much. That, to some degrees, I guess that's near Colma, but what would you call that neighborhood there, and any activity down that way?
Oh, I guess you're thinking the Daly City portion?
Yeah, I guess it's truly Daly City. Does Daly City cross over the top of the mountain, and then it touches down on the north side of the mountain as well?
And so it doesn't. No, it comes up to the Old Bay Shore. It comes up to the Cow Palace and right up to the Old Bay Shore, but not to the bay. There was a big fight about that years ago. But it's now Brisbane by the bay and Daly City. But Daly City comes to the Old Bay Shore, back around, down to, then to the ocean. And there's a couple things. San Bruno Mountain actually does go down to the ocean. And there's some beautiful dunes out there, and privately owned, some of it, and some is by the state. And those are very lovely areas to explore and visit as well. We hope that the private areas will not be built over. And also, there's another area by the Cow Palace. If you ever go to the Cow Palace, you just look at the sort of west portion of the Cow Palace. It's the meeting of a couple creeks, and it's mixed of native and non-native, but it's a real forest down there. There's foxes, there's wildlife, and there's another move to build housing through there. And we wish that people would, in the city of Daly City and that part of San Francisco, would out there and fight to protect those creeks, because it could be a beautiful park right there by the Cow Palace.
Well, right.
The major battle zones, I guess, on that part of the mountain.
Absolutely, but it's this opportunity to save what can be, as opposed to turning it into more shopping malls and
especially now.
I mean, it's just lame.
By 2000, we should be really looking at what we've done and not continue. There is a big battle zone right there at the edge of Daly City and Brisbane on the mountain, the Northeast Ridge. Northeast Ridge has rare species. It has the Mission Blue Butterfly plus the Silver Spot Butterfly. And they've gone ahead and made an addition onto Brisbane. This was back almost 7 years ago or so. And they doubled the town of Brisbane right over there in the Northeast Ridge. And rare species, the Mission Blue and the Silver Spot. And they want to continue growing and building up onto one of the most critical areas of that ridge, the Northeast Ridge. And that is the Silver Spot Butterfly habitat. And this is a game that's being back and forth right now. We hope to stop that. If that area is destroyed, that will cut a hole in the habitat for the Mission Blue, the Silver Spot Butterfly, and the Mission Blue. And that is an unstudied, unknown move, because butterflies do have to go from one area to another and move from one height to the other level. And if they start building, it'll be right on those critical areas, and it will be halting the flight line for those butterflies. So I think we've had enough of that. I think there is time to leave open space where it is on this mountain.
Well, tell me, Dave, how many different endangered species are up there?
Let's see. Total is...
and this would be plants as well as
right,
animals?
Right. Plants plus butterflies is 21 rare and endangered plants and butterflies and other species. 20. Yeah, that's the largest rare species habitat in such a small area.
Yeah, so it's...
That have survived.
Yeah, and, well, frankly, it's probably almost to be expected, though, when you imagine that the full force of the population growth has pretty much squeezed all of these animals, the remaining ones, out of any of the natural state. San Francisco is pretty well air conditioned, and it being a peninsula and it being they're the species on a peninsula, especially as large as 60 miles up, it would make sense that there are some endangered species on a peninsula like this that's getting highly populated. So the remaining lands would hold them in, and then the specific kinds of conditions that they would need, the altitudes and the fogs and the cool, as well as the brief portions of warm weather that we get. So it's very necessary to keep these endangered species. We need to get them flourishing again, not keep them in their endangered condition. So let's do the website again. Then we'll do a quick song, and then we'll come back and talk about what's going on down in South San Francisco. Yeah, give the website again and the phone number.
Okay, 415-467-6631.
And then, of course, the website is very easy to remember. It's just mountainwatch.org.
Right. www.mountainwatch.org.
All right. Well, good. Here, let's hang on the line there, and we'll do a quick song. Here's James McMurtry. He's favorite songwriter of mine. And here's, I believe this one's Too Long in the Wasteland.
The schoolyard are padlocked and chained to keep all the children in out of the rain. There are teachers preaching the virtues of pastel shades. You pay no attention, but it won't hurt your grades, 'cause you're painting by numbers, connecting the dots. They don't have to tell you, you don't call the shots. You jump when they say jump. You don't ask how high. Painting by numbers, they know you'll get by. Painting by numbers, they know you'll get by. In the old man's firm, he signs all the papers, you agree to the terms. They let you run errands, you don't get days off. You take out the garbage and hope it pays off, 'cause you're painting by numbers, connecting the dots. You work from the neck down, you don't call the shots. You jump when they say jump, and you don't ask how high. painting by numbers, you know you'll get by. Painting by numbers, you know you'll get by.
James McMurtry, Painting by Numbers. That's always a great album. The whole problem of living here in this industrial world is that some con artist is going to try to come up with some new reason why we have to have some new junk and why we're not good citizens if we don't buy their junk. And along those lines, down near South San Francisco is a... on this San Bruno Mountain, on the side of the mountain, there's a large, the mountain is fairly large, and as it goes up, there is a lot of vacant land as the developers look at it, and they are certainly desirous of having some views of the bay. So there are some developers that are trying to put in something called the Terra Bay Project. This is basically still at the foothills of San Bruno Mountain. And David Schooley's with us. And tell us what's going on with this Terra Bay Project. It's my understanding they were originally going to do office complexes, but are they also trying to do residences in there?
Yeah, I think there's going to be some more housing, and there's also going to be like a shopping mall. And that is like just frightening to me. Again, because we're facing like all these surviving wild land around the edges of the rare species on the mountain. And the more bulldozing and chopping and building and adding and stuff like that is unraveling what there is of rare species, and we should be going in the opposite direction right now. And so it's real sad that the great moves like this are being planned.
Well, it's my understanding 5 or so years ago when they were putting this in, it was at the end of .com, and the economy was kind of falling apart, and the real estate values were kind of doubtful, and people who were trying to stop this project essentially hit them with enough legal costs so that it really set them back, and so much of the project was scaled back. But the housing bubble seems to be still, I'm not going to say substantial. For the last few months, they're saying it's tapering off and slightly downturning. But, you know, it's probably still profitable to do something in San Francisco as opposed to West Kansas. And so there are still developers that want to get a piece of any action they can get. So I got a flyer in the mail the other day that was there a hearing just last week about this Terra Bay project?
Yeah, last week there was, it was up to that point, I think, so people could make statements and things like that. And I think there's a couple of public meetings ahead about their plans as well. And I understand that there are some people who have gone out in protest in the city, in South San Francisco as well.
Okay, do you are you active with any of the other organizations? Do you do they want to get volunteers or people that are interested in helping?
Well, I can't myself be a member, but it's worth it for people to come out and make their statements as to what the future is for San Bernardino Mountain.
Yeah, I, in other words, do you know what organization people would want to get in touch with if they were wanting to oppose the further development up on the mountain, especially the Terra Bay?
I have it right here. I think there is a person who's you could contact if I could find his name in a moment here.
Well, in the meantime, yeah, there are a lot of, as I understand it, Native Americans, you know, pre-Christopher Columbus, the Native Americans that were on the peninsula were essentially south of San Bruno Mountain. They would certainly travel around a little bit. They were not entirely nomadic, but there were a lot of rushes, and living on the bay was really desirable. There were plenty of fishing, plenty of ways of living on the bay, and you could live partway up the mountain. Most people didn't live all the way up the mountain. So you go up high enough, I think the mosquitoes would be reduced. You'd have a nice view, but at the same time, it wouldn't be. It was a, somewhat of a hassle to be climbing a mountain every day. And so you would see that there would be Native Americans all along the lower part of the mountain. And part of what the these developments are doing is encroaching into Native burial grounds and sacred lands. And so there are certain of the Native tribes that are interested in stopping this. Let's see, the organization, I take it you've probably found it by now? Or
yeah, it's just Help the Mountain. And telephone number is 650-992-1341. And I don't know what's possible at this point, but if people want more information as to what might be able to do on the mountain, it's very important, I suppose.
Yeah, so that number again was 650-990?
Wait a minute, 992-1341.
Oh, 1341. Okay, 992-1341. Okay, and yeah, we'll and so that one's called Help the Mountain. And now, tell us. I really haven't seen that much. The development was attempted about 10 years ago, and to some degrees. I don't know if it's really the center of the mountain on the south side. They did put subdivisions to a degree up kind of a lower portion there. But they haven't gone more than about a third of the height of the mountain and maybe even only a quarter. But it's a given that they're going to keep attempting. This Save the Mountain, they have attorneys, and they're probably always looking for help get the legal fees paid and keep these lawsuits going to keep people at bay. And as you mentioned earlier, too, there are about any number of different endangered species in there. Those are also helping keep this development at bay.
Yeah, definitely. There is a certain set of housing condominium kind of things that have gone around part of the mountain, and there's a tower that was built in order not to build so many houses by the company that is building in South San Francisco. And it's around the corner, which they plan to do this shopping mall and two more towers. And again, my personal feeling is that wherever there's rare species or where there is the possibility of rare and endangered species habitat, those areas should be protected and put aside. Because, you know, if a rare species means that things are being pushed away and cut down and surrounded, and it should be given more space rather than play games. And that's what the Rare and Endangered Species Act game is now with the Habitat Conservation Plan. They're just allowing to kill and then trying to recreate elsewhere and stuff like that. And it should be given more space and left open. And it sure would be nice if the canyon that they're planning to put a shopping mall into could be protected. It would be mighty nice because it's right next to a big valley, which is one of the Indian village sites and shell mounds, the Siplichikin Indian group on San Bruno Mountain. And those areas are now protected with agreements and so forth with the owners that are now building. There are two shell mounds in that area, plus rare species. And that area should be given more space.
Yeah, and now shell mounds they were essentially like burial grounds, right? The Native Americans would essentially cover over their dead with clamshells and various kinds of, the various kinds of shellfish. And those would help preserve the bodies and keep the carrion away. And so the shell mounds were sort of like the early stages of a pyramid or something. They became pretty tall, a dozen feet or so like that. And you can sometimes see a shell mound if you know what you're looking at. And so the whole idea of this, there genuinely being burial grounds in there, it's not as if we would just go out and put subdivisions in the middle of the Colma Cemetery.
Right, yeah. Shell mound is also village sites in a lot of cases. They just brought shells from the bay or from the ocean for food and then just dropped them and left them in those areas. It's on other good reasons because when there is the shells up to a certain depth, then that area won't become scrubby or trees or anything. It's open space, which is what a village site should be. And this is the particular one we're talking about on the edge of San Bruno Mountain is one of the biggest in the whole and the oldest in the whole Bay Area. And again, it's not destroyed or ruined because the city of San Francisco filled the bay at the base of that area with its garbage and people stayed away. People wasn't that interested in an area that stunk. So the canyons and the hills were protected. So this big, huge village site is still there. And that is protected with the help of Myers, the group that does want to build beside it. But we hope that somehow that might not happen.
Oh, sure. That's it's a never-ending project. It sounds like you should probably every year contact the colleges and whatnot, get some interns for every year so you can keep generations working on this. Developers never rest.
Right.
Yeah, it's not cost effective to let nature live. Essentially, the fat cats can make money buying low and selling high. And if nature doesn't have a pack of lawyers to bargain for it, then that's how you get low. You buy low by stealing it, nature essentially needs a succession of different generations of lawyers to protect it.
Right. Right. And it is not understood so much throughout the bay, but there were many, many people, Indian people who lived in around the bay for thousands of years, 5,000 years. And this is something that we hope that more people will understand and become aware of it. It's also the reason that San Bruno Mountain is the only place where those shell mounds, there's about six or seven of them, and then some of them are surrounded by native habitat, native plants, animals, wildlife, butterflies, birds. And those, if you go back to those shell mounds, you get the same feeling that the Indian people would have with that land. You know, the songs of the birds and the smells of the plants would be the same that they would have known thousands of years ago. Also, in case anyone might be interested, next month there's going to be a walk around the bay from Shell Mound to Shell Mound to Shell Mound. It's almost 2 weeks of walk that Native American people are going to do. So if anybody's interested, give me a call. And it's going to be a good group already formed, and they're going to go starting from the northern part of the bay and go all the way down through San Pablo, on down through Berkeley, Oakland, and all the way down to San Jose, and then back up the peninsula, and coming to San Bruno Mountain. They're going to spend 2 days at San Bruno Mountain, and then to San Francisco, to the village sites in the city of San Francisco, and then back to Alcatraz.
Oh, great. Okay. So what number should people call if they want to take part in that?
Go at 415-467-6631.
Okay, 415-467-6631. And then that first number, that was 650-992-1341?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And, yeah, that's great. We'll, with any luck, we'll be able to stir up a crowd for you. And, like I say, that, that project of getting endless attorneys, you know, you got to keep the young, involved and get the next generations definitely involved in saving their own planet. So the idea of getting the law schools, getting the architectural schools, the whole variety of different people involved in civil law and public works involved in making sure that city planning definitely leaves nature as a part of it, as opposed to something to fight. This whole idea that we've had generations essentially being taught to fight nature as opposed to living with it, just preposterous.
Yeah, it can be very frightening. When I just went to Walnut Creek the other day, and areas that I remember as rolling hills and oaks and stuff are just covered with housing. And it's just all over the bay is massive growth in all directions. It's kind of frightening. And also, we're talking about the village sites, the Indian village sites and stuff. If everybody's ever gone to Emeryville, the small town next to Brisbane,
sure,
it's had that one big village site in Shell Mound, one of the biggest areas right there. And it's now there's a road with Shell Mound Road, and they're talking about it, and they made a little monument for it. But in the meantime, they destroyed it totally. They completely built all over and ruined the village site.
Yeah, let's see, you called it Emeryville. Actually, Emeryville's over near Oakland.
Right, that's what I'm talking about, that on the other side by Berkeley.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you had said near Brisbane. Okay. Yeah.
No. That's,
so that was also...
That one village site on the other side of the bay is gone.
Oh, is that right?
You know, we're not going to do that over here, for sure.
No kidding, yeah. Yeah, I mean, the idea of bulldozing over the heritage is very short-sighted, very short-sighted. Hey, well, thank you, David, and yeah, we'll look forward to talking with you in the future. We should probably do these on a seasonal basis. You, for example, this is coming into the autumn, and well, late autumn, frankly, and you know, you've probably got certain projects, the rehab of the mountain. You've got autumn projects, you got spring projects, winter, summer. So we should definitely make this on a quarterly basis or something.
Right, all kinds of stuff going on, for sure, and I'm very grateful for that you called me, and definitely the hikes go on, so the spring is coming.
Yeah, great, and yeah, so people interested in going up on San Bruno Mountain on the weekends, whether to do some rehab or just to get some great hiking in, do give them a call. And San Bruno Mountain Watch, their number is 467-6631?
Right.
Okay, and then also if you want to help get involved from the South San Francisco side, putting a stop to the the endless development that's going on down there, Help the Mountain, and that's area code 650-992-1341. And so people would certainly be well served by helping from that angle as well. They were, during .com, they were piling in the developing down there, and so these this Terra Bay was in some ways supposed to serve that. It was only because .com died out that it helped slow down the development on the mountain. But essentially, once they get the rights, they're not gonna give up those rights. So it's easier to nip it in the bud early than it is to fight them once they've gotten started. Hey, well, again, thank you, Dave, and yeah, we'll look forward to working with you in the future.
Okay, thanks very much.
All right, night. All right, so that's David Schooley from San Bruno Mountain Watch, and also his recommendations with the other actions down there south of the mountain. He is essentially precluded from taking part in the Terra Bay project because of some earlier lawsuits and settlements, but definitely do give the Help the Mountain people a call if you're interested in this. The number again, 650-992-1341, and it's important to protect the mountain from all the different sides. All right, you're listening to Indie Bay Radio here in San Francisco, and it's D. Greaser. It's just top of the hour. We'll get on to some other.